Eine wirklich positive Entwicklung des Kinos ist ja auf jeden Fall die Darstellung von Frauen. Während die früher noch so hübsches Beiwerk waren, gibt es heute doch immer öfter auch starke Frauenfiguren in Hauptrollen.
Man muss aber sagen, dass das in Horrorfilmen etwas anders aussieht. In den meisten Horrorfilmen sind Frauen auch heute noch Opfer von Gewalt oder eben diejenigen, die dann höchstens mal ganz viel kreischen dürfen.
Also wenn ihr mal Lust habt auf einen Perspektivwechsel, dann könnt ihr heute Abend das Kurzfilmprogramm Female Perspectives in Horrorfilmen besuchen. Da werden Horrorfilme von weiblichen und sich als queer definierenden Filmemacherinnen gezeigt. Sarah Neidhoff ist Kuratorin des Kurzfilmprogramms und sie wird diese Filme vorstellen. Sarah, overall, there has been a lot of progress in the perception of women in film. Does this not apply to horror films?
I would say horror has been a little bit slower to the game than some other genres, but in other ways, horror has also been kind of a forerunner in really transgressive representations of women in film. Representations that are not as neat and tidy, not as domesticated, or as beautified or easy to digest. But the thing with a lot of these representations is that the screenwriters and directors of 99.9% of horror films over the last 100 years have been male. So now what we're interested in showing at Final Girls Berlin Film Fest is horror films that have been written, directed, and produced by women and non-binary filmmakers to give a different spin on these representations and give us a different insight into a female experience of horror.
What do you think is the main reason that women are so underrepresented in horror films or in films overall?
The main reason? I mean, we can go back to centuries and centuries of patriarchy and power imbalance and in all kinds of industries. But, I mean, there are plenty of statistics to show that the majority of mainstream big-budget films which get the big studio funding are given to male directors. So women just have traditionally not really had a shot at getting the big bucks to get the movies made that are going to reach a big audience. But this is changing slowly with movies like The Babadook or A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night. There have been a few others, Prevenge recently. But also, I mean, it's a slow and gradual process. And I assume when you say representation, you mean in directing roles and behind the camera, because in front of the camera they've been very represented, but not in tales that they're writing themselves, and not in positions or positions of agency that have been written and controlled by female perspectives.
So would you say the bigger issue is not the perception of women in horror films, but that most of the people involved in the film behind the scenes especially aren't women, mostly of them are male? You think that's the bigger issue?
Well, I think it's very, very connected. I mean, the way that women are represented has to do with who's writing the stories and controlling what gets put on screen. So the fact that women are not in these positions, these directing positions traditionally, is what contributes to the fact that women on screen are not given speaking roles a lot of the time. I guess when I said before that they are represented, I meant they're represented as objects, right? So you see a lot of them. There's a lot of male gaze on female bodies in horror, but it's not so often that you're really seeing female subjects in horror.
So you're showing these seven short movies, horror movies, all produced by women. Or where did you have the idea to show these short movies?
The idea to have the film festival in the first place.
Yeah, yeah.
There have been a number, not so many, but a number of film fests that are women in horror film fests around the world. There was the Scream Queen Film Festival in Tokyo. Viscera in Los Angeles, Stranger with My Face in Melbourne. So really just a few scattered around the world. And we discovered these, the three of us, me, Eleanor Levy, and Lara Mandelbrot, discovered these because we're all enormous horror fans. And there's actually Women in Horror Month in February, so we have our festival in February as well. And there's a network of these festivals and a female-led horror community online. So this is how we gained inspiration from these other fests with the same mission.
So there will be shown seven short films. Do you have a personal favorite?
It's very hard to pick a favorite. I think they're strong for different reasons, but my favorite would probably be the longest film in the program, which is Home Education.
What is it about, actually?
Basically, it's about a very bizarre domestic scenario in which a mother is homeschooling her daughter and they're dealing with the death of the father in the family in a very unusual way. And it's basically just about this very very surreal miseducation, and it's about domesticity also, and like the absurdity and grotesquerie of what it is to picture kind of a perfect domestic nuclear family, and yeah, all of the perversions that are lurking underneath that facade. So I think it's a really strong film.
How are
Andrea Niata, by the way, from the UK.
How are these films selected? Did you select them personally, or how did they? Why these seven films?
My co-curator and I, Ellie Levy, we chose these for a best of program that we also showed at the Feminist Film Week in Berlin. They're basically all from our 2018 festival edition, which we screened this past February. And we found them to be very strong, but also there are some connecting themes as well in terms of a critical gaze on certain systems, certain structures of oppression, and also a certain focus on female desire in some of the films as well, on forbidden desires and female agency. So yes, you'll see some connecting tissue between the films that we've selected.
So you kind of, I guess you want to kind of change the status quo also with these films that you say, this is not the way it should be, that most directors are male. So how do you see the future development of horror films? Is there still a chance that maybe there's some change happening?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the majority of the films we're showing are independent, low-budget, even no-budget productions. So it's a very niche audience that these films are reaching, but if you do delve into this world of independent horror made by women, there's a lot of really, really amazing, promising material, and we hope that we can be part of bringing that to a larger audience and traveling around with these films, and the other Women in Horror Film Fest are doing the same thing. So, yeah, I mean, it's, as we said, it's a small and niche audience, but we're excited about the material, and a lot of great stuff is coming out, and every year we're amazed by the submissions.